Blog Talk Radio.
To see you in June at the convention. God bless you.
Thank God.
Bless you. All right, let's have two other praise reports. Anyone else have a praise report you want to give for the Lord? Has God been good to you?
God bless you. This is Mother Digby 708. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness to me, and I thank the Lord for just allowing me to hear those beautiful inspirations this morning. I got so much out of it, and I want the Lord to just search me. I want to look at myself, not look at other people, but just myself, because I really want to make it. I really enjoyed that inspiration from the two speakers this morning. I thank God for this prayer line.
God bless you, Mother Digby. Wonderful, wonderful. All right, let's have one more praise report.
Mother Justin, I gave my praise report, but I still want to say I thank God because I feel so much better. Oh, my God, I've been sick all night. My stomach and seemingly want to vomit, but I thank God he's just taking care of me now. I feel so much better. Hallelujah. The enemy didn't want me to talk because I had called the pastor and told him I wasn't going to be able. I didn't think I'd be able. But I praise God because I'm feeling blessed. Hey, Ray, blessed right now. And I thank God for it. God is a good God. Thank you. Praise him. Keep me in your
prayer. Amen. I'll take that advice, Dr. Pfeiffer. Let's have a praise check and help Mother Johnson praise the Lord, everybody.
Come
on, let's praise him right now.
Friday night, the Lord led him to take an offering.
would you feel as though they're after money, or would you feel as though these are people who believe in serving the Lord and you ought to be a blessing to them? Which one would you feel? Examine yourself, Brother Johnson said. Amen. Why don't you examine your heart? And I can say one thing, that when you give right, it's the Holy Ghost who lets you give right. He'll not only help you to walk right, talk right, look right, be right, but he'll help you to give right too. And if you've been stingy all your life, get the Holy Ghost. He'll make you give in a bountiful way. He that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. You'll have that stingy spirit will be benign. He'll be he will go away completely because the Holy Ghost will do that for you. He'll teach you how to give right. May the Lord bless you and keep you. I hate to bother you, Mom. Amen. I hate to bother you, but I sure wish you would say a word in behalf of this offering.
Dr. Johnson. Oh, hallelujah. Any time it's come time for us to bless the man of God. And I'm not ashamed to say that because we know that the labor of God, labor when people are laboring for the Lord, the Lord wants us to bless our leader. And I praise God for the opportunity to just say, let us give just as though we was in his presence. Let's give as unto the Lord, and the Lord will truly bless. Now, I'm going to give $25 in the offering today. And
thank you, Mom.
For our leader. And I thank God for being one of the members under this prayer line. I just love the Lord and glad to be a part of this prayer line. And I will do what I can to help carry it on. So if any of you want to donate or give an offering to the man of God, let's give it now. The time is, his time is now. And
amen.
Not
thank
what
you, Mother
give,
Johnson.
But you give it. Freely give, freely receive. And if you can give freely, God will bless you freely. And you can't be God-given. I don't care how you try. And I don't care how much you give. You still can't be God-given. So let us give freely and be sure to give something. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. I heard somebody else trying to get in. The line is open to you. All right. Was there a person trying to get in?
Yes, probably did. Dr. Johnson, this is I just wanted to let you know I'm traveling on the highway and it is raining, and I'm en route to taking my dad to the doctor in Little Rock, Arkansas, and he always have a problem with me talking on the phone and driving and it's raining. So if you would allow me just a second to come on, because I'm getting ready to stop at a gas station, I can talk freely.
All right.
Or I can wait until Monday. Or I can go now, if you don't mind.
Why don't you go right now?
Praise the Lord. Just for a few seconds, I just thank God for today. And I wanted to encourage all of you, as I did Dr. Johnson, on yesterday, it was regarding, I don't know if you can hear me okay, because
you can hear you.
This area, you can, praise God. I was sharing with Dr. Johnson regarding the woman with the issue of blood. And what I wanted him to hear and also you to hear is that the woman who had an issue of blood knew what the covenant of God was, because at that time they wore tallit, they wore an prayer shawl. And the tassels at the end of it is that they wore it because it reminded them of the covenant agreement that God had made towards them. But what I wanted to encourage Dr. Johnson with, and all of you, is that this woman who had an issue, it was her mindset and her resilience to press through the crowd and sharing with him, whatever you are doing for God, you have to know how to press through the crowd and keep your eyes on the promise, because sometimes the people in the crowd are not the people that want to walk with you. You're going to have people that are in the crowd, that are backbiters, the naysayers, the people who walk in opposition, who is not a part of your dream, who is not a part of your purpose, who's not a part of your destiny, and if they're walking with you and they're not agreeing with you, they're going to put the opposition through before you. So you have to press, women and men of God, press through it, and know what God has given you. Because if you don't, the people that are standing, the naysayers, will put stumbling blocks before you. But the word of God says that he knows the plan that he has for your life. And the plan that he gives you is for you. The plan, he says, is a plan of good and not evil to give you an expected hope. And when God gives you something to do, you have to be obedient. Can somebody say obedient? Execute the plan and show up on it. Because during the execution comes the persecution. You'll find out that those that walk with you are not with you. They're the ones that will talk about you. They're the ones that will persecute you. But in the process, glory to God, you have to show up anointed. You have to keep praying. They walk with you. They with you, but they believed in you. They know the word. They know the miracles. They see what God is doing. Because they become leaking faith. Glory to God. When you're leaking, you start bleeding. Amen. And I don't know about you. I don't want anybody walking with me that's still bleeding. They're still leaking in their faith. Who's not touching the hem of his garment? Who's not walking by faith, but is walking by sight in circumstances? I just praise God for today. There's more I love to share. All saints of God, let's get with this man of God. Let's share this vision. Because anytime God is in the room, something is going to happen. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for this day. Hallelujah. 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 Press through the crowd. Press. You have to press, man. For whatever God has given you, press through it. Press through it. Press through it. And know that he will carry you through. He will bring you through. Glory, glory, and glory to God. God has never told me to do anything that made sense to man. And what God has called you to do, man, that God won't make sense to everybody. But you have to be obedient. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Let the wind of the Holy Ghost blow through this line and touch somebody to grab the vision. Grab the vision. Let the ruach, let the wind blow in this. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Johnson, we can help you. I'm sorry, we can hear you.
Yes, God bless.
Dr. Johnson, if you can hear us, we cannot hear you. But we thank God anyway. And as we, Dr. Johnson said, today is Friday, and we know that it's the day that we lift the offering. Those of you that would like to be a blessing to this First Fruit Ministry, may do so by going to Walmart or Walgreens or any place that carries the MoneyGram. Fill out the slip. Simply tell them you want to send it. Put it up there that you want to send it to Kansas, the state of Kansas. You can put Overland Park, but as long as you're in the correct state, you will be able to send the money and the person that you're sending it to will be able to retrieve the funds. Once you complete that, they're going to give you a receipt and circle. I think it's a 10 or 12 digit number.
The host has joined the conference.
That is your reference number. We're asking that you call 913-406-4845 to give that reference number. That way they can go and pick it up. You may also go online. You can do www.walmart and click on MoneyGram and send it that way also. But remember, let's be a blessing to this First Fruit prayer line. To those of you that do not have access to either of those, you can put it in the mail. It'll take a few days for it to get here, but we thank God for you and for your heart and your willingness to give. Address the envelope to Dr. Bernard Johnson, and that's also the name that you want to put on your slip when you send the MoneyGram. It will go to P.O. Box 2659 3. and that is in Overland Park, Kansas. 66225, I believe, is the zip code. God bless each and every one of you all, and we are thanking you in advance for your giving. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Tina, our special assistant, and we thank you so very much for that. I'm back. And let me just say this to you. I want to thank the people who pledged and those who've been sending in your pledges. We are so close to being able to pay off the convention center. Amen. And if you all would really send in your pledges, I believe we could be pay that convention off center very quickly here. Remember last year or the year before last, we went to the Overland Park Convention Center. And after convention was over, I still had several thousand dollars left on your meter to pay. We are nearing the point where if you all would send in your pledges, we'll be able to walk in that convention center debt-free. That's my prayer, that we walk in debt-free. And we want to try to do that if possible, and it is possible. If I could get about eight people to send in $100, if I could get about eight, maybe 10 people to send in $100, it would help us immensely to be able to pay off the convention center. Amen. Yeah, I said eight, but I really need about 10 people to send in $100. That would help us to be able to walk in that convention center debt-free. It would be completely paid for. God has been blessing them. We've been faithful with what God has been doing. Amen. So those who have pledged, if you would honor your pledge and send that in as quickly as possible, we really need it to try to get this convention center completely paid off. Amen. I'll open it up for a moment. If anybody feels led, say, Dr. Johnson, I'll send in $100 between now and maybe a week. If we could get it between now and a week from now, we would be so grateful to be able to walk in that convention center debt-free. Amen. That would be so awesome. Oh, my God. Do I have anybody? Amen. Anytime you sacrifice for the Lord, especially give him a billion praises, that's what's going to be going on there. Don't you know God's going to ultra-awesomely bless you? Amen. I'm not going to open it up long, but if you want to say, jump in there and say, even if you pledge and you say, I'll get at least $100 of my pledge in there, it will help us so much. Anybody?
This is Dr. Pfeiffer, and God bless you, Dr. Johnson. I will be sending something, and I will give you a call as to how to receive it on your end. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Sister Lucille. That's two. Amen. Go ahead. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
God bless you, Lady Betty's Mother Johnson. This is Sister Mays. I've been here. You haven't heard from me. But I will do something between Monday and Thursday, and I will call you.
All right.
This is Sister Mays. Mother Johnson, I wanted to know that I love her, and I needed that message this morning to examine myself. That's what we all need. So I will do that, Dr. Johnson. Love you, and God bless all of you.
Amen. Three. Right. One. Can I get at least five more to say something? Amen. It would help us to go in there debt-free. My God. Oh, my God. Anybody else? Open the line to you. Don't let money scare you. The devil will try to use that to kind of scare the saints. Uh-uh. God is not going to let you go broke. You're going to be able to keep your house, keep your car. Don't let the devil tell you all those things. You got to listen to that. No. If you sacrifice for the Lord's work, he's going to hold you up, and he's going to bless you profoundly. Amen. You're trying to figure it out, but while you're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out for you. He knows what you need, and he'll see you through the storms. All right. Anybody else? I'm not going to wait long.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Brother Lawson, and I will be sending the pledge in today.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Can I get four more people to say something? Amen. I'm just asking. I'm in the book. Ask, and it shall be given. Seeking, it shall find. You know, in the White House, when they have people there who want to give gifts, guess what they do? They take time for them. Amen. Of course, their gifts are much, much, much larger than what we're talking about. But the president will take time and say, I want to thank Dr. So-and-so and Mrs. So-and-so for their wonderful gift, you know. And so, you know, this is not out of the ordinary. Anybody else who just jump in there with us? Amen. Amen. Help us to stand. Amen. Moses had two.
Dr. Johnson, could you give me that address again?
Amen. P.O. Box 26593. 26593. That's Overland, O-V-E-R-L-A-N-D, Overland Park, Kansas. Let me give you a zip code. Zip code is 66225. 66225. Again, P.O. Box 26593. And that's Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. That'll get to me. Try to send it what they call priority. It will get it to me 2 or 3 days. And that'll help us reach our deadline. And what am I trying to do? I'm trying to go into the convention center and sit last year, the year before last, I had $50,000 I had to pay, 50 grand. And God has substantially blessed us, almost completely paid off. Plus, we had to, you know, keep our home going and our church and other things, you know. But God has brought us this far. And we're not rolling in any dough or anything like that. No, we need your help. Don't get it twisted. We need your help. All right. It's not right to let you, well, I'll let somebody else say that. But praise the Lord, we need your help. All right. Anybody else want to say a word?
God bless you. If this is Dr. Pfeiffer, and if anyone care to make a pledge or make a donation today, just please call that number if you're on mute and not able to get through. Just follow the directions and the phone numbers and follow up with your reference number as well in case you're on mute and can't come off or if there are some other circumstances that you're not able to get through to make your donation or to make a pledge. Just please follow the instructions that you've been given, and you can yet call Dr. Johnson and give him that number. And we do appreciate everything. There is nothing too small, and we appreciate everything because we know the widow gave a mite, and it was all that she had, and it was more than everyone else did. So we thank God for you, and you be blessed of the Lord. And it will return
thank you so much.
You pressed down, shaken together, and running over in your bosom. You be blessed of the Lord with your donation. God bless you.
God bless you. All right. I've got to move from here, and we're going to have our closing prayer. But I want you to understand, what is this for? What is it for? It's simply Dr. Johnson is trying to get the convention center paid off. In other words, we're going in the convention center. We'll be there that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. Amen. And we're trying to pay it off. And this time, instead of going into so much debt, even though God is bringing us out, but we want to be able to go in there debt-free with everything paid before we go. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Amen.
Just, that's an ultra-awesome thing right there. We can do that. I just need, you know, to stand with us and hold our arms up instead of standing back and saying, I wonder if it's going to happen. No, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. If you want to be part of it, you'll be blessed and boundlessly blessed if you'll be a part of it. And you're walking in, and God will give you the confidence in your heart to know that he used you. And he used you as a great, 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 great blessing. At that convention, everything that's going on, that billion praises go up, you'll be a great part of it because you help pay that convention center off, that bill on that convention center off. So send it this week. Need it. We need it. Amen. We want to completely take care of that convention center bill. Amen. I hope you all understand. Amen. We haven't asked for any. So nobody get angry. We haven't asked for any offering this week. This is Friday, and we receive a special offering on this day. May God bless you. May God keep you. And we'll hear you back again on the prayer line on Monday morning, 6 a.m. I'm praying that God will do something wonderful for you, and it will happen today. And remember, no matter what you're going on, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're going through, just remember that God will bring you out all right. Be all right. Everything will be all right. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Go with God. He'll go with you. Have a wonderful day.
Prayer. Prayer.
Right, somebody who feels like praying, go ahead and pray this morning. Anybody who feel like praying? Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. May I ask you for something supernatural, that you would do a supernatural blessing for every person on the line. I pray for many things. And I want to thank you because I've never asked you for anything, anything that you really didn't do. If you didn't do it right then, you did it after a while. I want to thank you for it. But today I'm asking you to give every person under the sound of my voice an ultra-awesome financial miracle.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you properly. I wouldn't even ask you, Lord, to do this if I didn't have the faith to believe you. Give every person under the sound of my voice an ultra-awesome financial miracle. Shake the trunk tree up in heaven and send blessings down. Eh! Shut out on the kiss it day.